Keith Peters reporting. Refugees who have been approved to travel to the United States before a deadline next week suspending America's refugee resettlement program have had their travel plans canceled by the Trump administration. Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar says the refugee settlement program is vital.
To abandon them really does go against what we say we stand for. If you have our back, we'll have your back. It's essentially what we would want the understanding to be, and it's unfortunate.
While House Speaker Mike Johnson was asked if he'll urge President Trump to allow more refugees into the U.S.
What the president is trying to do right now is a reset, and I don't second-guess his decisions on that. He's using his executive authority because desperate times call for desperate measures.
President Trump paused the program this week as part of a series of executive orders cracking down on immigration. Israel asserts its supervision at the border between Egypt and Gaza.
Israel says it will maintain control of the Rafah crossing between Egypt and the Gaza Strip as Israel's fragile ceasefire with Hamas in Gaza enters its fourth day. A statement issued by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office denied reports that the Palestinian Authority would control the crossing during the first phase of the ceasefire. It said local Palestinians not affiliated with Hamas, who had been vetted by Israeli security, would stamp passports at the crossing. It also noted that under international agreements, this stamp is the only way Gazans may leave the Strip. I'm Nayan Kim.
Evacuations have been ordered for remote communities near a new wind-driven wildfire in mountains north of Los Angeles. The Hughes Fire broke out late Wednesday morning and quickly burned through hundreds of acres of tree and brush, sending up a huge plume of dark smoke near the Lake Castaic area. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 130 points. This is SRN News. The March for Life takes place on Friday.
Tens of thousands of pro-life advocates are due in the nation's capital for the annual event, which will begin with a rally on the National Mall, followed by the march up Capitol Hill to the Supreme Court building. This is the third march since the repeal of Roe v. Wade, but pro-lifers say the event is just as important as it always was, as the fight over abortion has moved to the 50 states. Washington, D.C. is in the grip of dangerously cold temperatures, but a mild warm-up is expected on Friday. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates will try to get more voters to pass amendments enshrining the procedure in their state constitutions. Lawmakers in Hawaii and Virginia, where the legislature is controlled by Democrats, have proposed abortion amendments for 2026. The Virginia resolution is moving through the legislature, but would need approval from both chambers again next year before it can go to the people. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Netflix, Oracle, and other technology stocks lifted Wall Street as their profits pile higher and excitement builds around the money-making prospects of artificial intelligence. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% and closed just shy of the record it set in early December. The Dow rose 0.3% and the NASDAQ composite climbed 1.3%. The gains came even though the majority of U.S. stocks fell under the weight of another crank higher for Treasury yields in the bond market. Netflix led the way after joining a list of companies to top analysts' expectations for profit in the latest quarter. The Dow up 131 points, closing at 44,156. The NASDAQ gained 252 points to 20,009. The S&P 500 added 37 to 6086. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.